My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's what we want to see, is making sure that different guys are getting different touches, and that means guys are in different spots, but at the same time doing their job, getting open, catching the ball. In terms of operation, you know, we had a bunch of false starts and got to clean that up, got to clean up some of the penalties. Again, getting the play call in as quickly as possible, especially on the road, and me getting that out to the team and making adjustments in a timely manner. So it all goes hand in hand, and takes 11 guys out there to produce a really good product, and that's what we're trying to do.
Josh Allen, I mean, we've listened to Allen so many times, he rarely steps in it. I'm not saying he did here necessarily, but he does mention get the play in on time in the course of that. So I don't know if that was a thing, but they did have four false starts against the Cardinals.
Yep.
Not crisp.
A little sloppy there.
Did you see Kyler Murray's quote about Harrison?
Not my job to feed him.
He's asked, like, how come Harrison didn't get more targets? And he said, that's not my job. It's Drew's, the offensive coordinator. Now, that is way worse than Allen even alluding to getting the plays in on time. But how about that?
You
can't have that.
I saw that quote and I thought, like, is there... I didn't go look for it, but I thought, like, is there more there? Are we just pulling that out? Did he go on to say more that sounds less harsh than that? Because that just sounds, well, it sounds really harsh.
Well, it's not even really right. What is Murray beholden to the first read on every play call that comes in?
Right.
Like, of course, it reminds me of just, you know, drought Bills teams where we would hear people apologize for the quarterbacks because, oh, well, it's coaching and schemes and surrounding talent and all these other things. You know, how many games do you get? This depends on, like, your draft status and everything else. How many games do you get to establish yourself in the NFL as a starting quarterback? You know, not many. If you're Kyler Murray, it's different. If you're Bryce Young, who was a first overall pick like Murray was, it's almost time's up. Like, it's almost time's up for Bryce Young, I think, because it's gone so badly. But, you know, how could you ever, as a coach too, or as maybe anybody, get that opportunity and not assert yourself, like, to a certain extent where you'd be like, I mean, Murray's not exactly doing that. Murray's probably just making excuses, or he's trying to blame the guy. You know, we've heard a lot about his improved maturity. That is not a great statement.
No, that is not a mature response. The mature response, I mean, it's easy. I got to do a better job of finding him. Like, we, you know, he's a super talented player. He's going to really make our offense, really add elements to our offense that we needed. And it's my job to make sure we get him off.
He wouldn't even have to mean it.
That's it. Right. Just say a bunch of word salad about how important he is and how much better you got to be. You walk away swearing under your breath all you want. Just when the cameras are rolling and the tape recorders are out, don't say it's not my job to get the fourth overall pick, generational talent wide receiver, the ball, when you're the quarterback.
Especially when, this is probably maybe why Murray is sensitive to it, in this case because of that clip of Harrison running free at the end. And like that's the coordinator's fault. The guy beats the coverage. You have time in the pocket.
Beats the coverage is generous.
I know. I mean, it's the least you could say.
Russell Douglas just turned away and let him go, and then that was it. That was the
coverage. He's running free for the touchdown to maybe win the game, and like, oh, actually, the play call was not, you know, was not such that I was supposed to even look at him.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
We have talked about this play a few times already. And, well, already, I mean, it's Wednesday. There's another Bills game tomorrow, and the game we're talking about was Sunday. But initially, like, I watched a Dan Orlovsky breakdown of it, I told you. And he demonstrated how Murray, like, he just wasn't looking at the right time. I also think it's – I think Cam Lewis is the blitzer who jumps – like I don't even really know why, because I don't think Murray looks like he's about to throw, but Lewis is coming up the middle and I think leaps in the air, and it's very possible to me that at that moment, if Murray was looking for Harrison over there, he would have just seen a 39 with his arms up in the center of the line of scrimmage, and like that I'm spinning over here now because I'm not going to throw it into this guy's face mask or his belly. So, you know, I think Murray probably got a tough deal there. If he's sensitive about it, I would understand it, because not many people are going to go through the trouble of watching Dan Orlovsky talk about it or mention that Cam Lewis jumped at one maybe opportune moment. But still, just say the right thing. It's not hard.
It's so not hard. I'm stuck on it. Speaking of quarterbacks, right now in the league, I mentioned Carolina there. One example of a team that is in like pretty big trouble at quarterback. You know, you don't want to think only about the long term when it's only week two. Like the Raiders always for us were... They probably know they don't have the answer. They probably don't have the answer. But see what this year is, and maybe you end up draft free agency somehow to a potential franchise quarterback next year. I mean, that's one kind of, you know, bad quarterback situation. I counted 8 teams that I would say have a bad quarterback situation, and I'm including the Raiders. Because the Raiders just don't have anybody that good.
Right.
I count 8 teams for this. You want to guess them, or you want me to just tell you? I have to remember it because I didn't write it down.
Carolina. You already said the Raiders. I definitely would include Cleveland. Bad quarterback. I think I'm at that point just about Pittsburgh.
Yes. I like Fields. I'm rooting for him, but I think if they do this again, where they just win their 9 games and get crushed in the first round or something because of intangibles or because of defense, then what do you do? Like, do they keep Justin Fields? Maybe Wilson never plays this way. I don't know, but they don't have it figured out. So I included Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm done in the AFC. I don't think the Jets have much of a plan beyond this year, but. You know, they've got a Hall of Famer right now. So, you know, long term, I don't think they're anywhere, but they're fine for now.
I don't know that they're fine. You don't know that they're fine either. But they might not be fine.
They might not, but what I'm saying is there's not any question. Like, they have a franchise quarterback. He's on a very short term, but they have one. You know, it may blow up. I don't know, but like, I wouldn't say they don't have a good situation right now.
I think I did include them.
You did, really?
I think so.
Okay.
Also, Tennessee.
I see how you could get there. Like, I think the jury is still out there. I mean, I know it looked bad, you know, on Sunday, a couple of different spots, but that still, he's got time. Is all, and so do they. So we'll see. I don't know how bullish you should be or I want to be about it. I was much more before they played. I was much more while they were ahead. Even like, oh, yeah, it's going to work out fine. And then just the roof caved in.
They're not too different from Carolina. They both have new coaches that want to throw the ball more and like make quarterback work. Carolina just has a bigger investment by the draft pick. But that really shouldn't even necessarily matter anymore. You know, like you got to be able to play, and there are busts all the time. So if he's first overall, you don't wait forever.
I only count two teams that I would classify this way in the NFC, Carolina and the Giants.
Giants is one that hasn't been mentioned yet.
Yeah.
And then I would say Atlanta.
Hmm. See, but I like Penix.
You can like Penix.
He's there for a pivot. So, like, I didn't include New England because we haven't seen Drake May yet, but they've got at least a plan. And if you like Atlanta, I want to give them that. Like, I they've got a guy in place to take over, you know, if Cousins.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The trickier part of that whole thing might be if Cousins is compromised and can't athletically do what needs to be done to run a full offense, then they're stuck.
That's most of the point. The point is, like, there's no investment in Brissett in New England. He's there until they decide to put May in for whatever reason. Could just be an injury. Like, he's just there. They're biding time. Cousins is a massive investment. And they're the division favorite, whereas New England has, like, there's no expectations for the Patriots short term. So I don't think they have a bad situation. I think they think they might think they have their future, and it's just a matter of when they go starting to find out. Atlanta, they do have Penix, or else it would be close to a disaster, which is, you know, to be fair, who liked that draft pick idea, you know? Like, why do both things?
Right. I liked the prospect, but the fit was very strange.
Why do both things? Why sign Cousins and do that? You don't know that you'll be able to pick Penix, but you're picking eighth and having six quarterbacks in the first round. Your odds are pretty good. You know, it's also a matter of who you like. But there are some really interesting, as this season starts, this I'm talking about and thinking a lot about that passing yards point from week one, this is contributing to that, where you have the Browns and the Falcons and Carolina and others and almost the Jets, where you wonder if the guy can play at all. You know, that's where we're at with Watson. That's where we're at with Cousins. Mm-hmm. It can be said about Rodgers. Rodgers looked, I mean, he threw the ball fine, but
he can't move.
Can't move. And then Bryce Young, even though he's younger, is kind of also this right now. So a number of teams that are in kind of like some amount of a crisis mode at that position. And they all have their different, you know, the situations are all a little bit different. Like New England, I didn't mention again, because they can just sort of, they can go at their own pace with their guy. But Atlanta's supposed to win. Cleveland is supposed to win. Cleveland, with what happened last year, and, you know, you're in a window here where mm-hmm. you have a talented team. If it just goes up in smoke because your quarterback can't do the job, you know, eventually you make a move there.
Yeah, I wonder how long they wait.
And that's also those other teams. The Jets know. The Jets are legally bound to not make a change.
There's no, yeah, his leg's going to have to fall off for them to make a move on him.
The Jets are not bringing in Ryan Tannehill in case for insurance.
At least not right now. I mean, I get they could pivot. If something happened to Rodgers, I would think they might bump to the front of the line of like, where's Ryan Tannehill's phone number? We need a guy.
I don't know. I think he's probably too good. Like last year, the Jets did no such thing. And they had 16 more games.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting situations, though. Like, I could see all of those teams because, you know, it's not always that the coach has the full say when it's something like this, but he's probably got a lot, you would think. You'd like it that way. And Atlanta could move. Cleveland could move. Jets won't. Giants, I mean, I don't know what they move to.
Drew Lock.
They could do that.
Yep.
Watson, Cousins, Daniel Jones, all like huge contracts, which makes that more complicated. Bryce Young, younger, different, but still a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't shock me if all those teams in a month, just not because of injury,
right,
went to someone else.
I wonder how long it takes Cleveland to get there. Like I recognize they played a team that is, you know, can be, I mean, usually not on the road, but they can be, you know, hell on wheels on defense. And Dallas certainly got a lot of pressure on Watson. But there were a lot of bad throws with time, a lot of throws that he just passed on from clean pockets because I'm guessing he just didn't have the confidence to deliver the ball on time or accurately or whatever. So if that doesn't improve, they're in Jacksonville this week. I mean, I don't know. If you're watching him sail balls over the opposing sideline, how long do you wait? You know, like, you've got another guy that's won games in the league, and yes, there's the contract, but you got a season to try to have and an elite defense and a team that won a bunch of games last year with your name here playing quarterback. So that's the team that I would think has the most urgency. I would expect Carolina to wait the longest, just because even if Young gets on track, it's not like there are expectations there. It's a new coach, it's a new system, we're starting over. So, you know, what's the ceiling there? 7 wins maybe? So even if you're falling way short of that, but Young is making progress, I would, or even if he's just flatline, I'm going to keep going.
I think you'd agree. The risk is the rest of the players. You know, organizationally, that makes sense. That could be the Titans, too. That pick 6 Levis threw. Like, we're trying to win here.
Right.
You know, the risk you run, new coaches, first-time head coaches, is, all right, what are we doing here then if you're just going to play this guy no matter what because he's young and he was a high draft pick? I think that can be the problem for the coach. Brad is with us. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Just a quick story. I think it was maybe close to 2007. I started a new job in the GTA in Toronto, and I was a lone Bills fan in a huge factory. And a guy asked me if I listened to WGR. I said nope. And he said, "You got to listen to Show Up in the Bulldog. They're always complaining about the Bills." And here I am, like, I guess, like, what, 16, 17 years later, still listening to you guys. You guys are the best. I love your show. You got me through a lot of dark times, honestly, in my life. And, yeah, I'm going to keep listening. And I can't believe we got through the drought and now we're here. Like, it's hard to believe we are.
I kind of can't believe it sometimes, too, Brad.
It's just insane.
Thank you for saying all that. That means a lot, really. Thank you.
I do have a point, though. As far as James Cook, I know there's a lot of talk and over the years about just making fun of that, like, barbaric, like, running game kind of style. And to me, I think it's not even about that now. It's about just establishing him as a weapon, whether it's like screens or like draws or like just making the other defenses know, like, hey, you have to worry about him as well as Allen running, as well as other things, right? Anyway, that's just the way I see it. I don't think it's just about running.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Strictly. So anyway, thank you guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I think he'll, you know, he had his troubles catching the ball last season at times. But, you know, he got targeted, well, 3 times. He caught 3 balls. So no drops, no fumbles. He's going to be on the field a lot. He'll approach or maybe exceed the yards, total yards he had last year, I think, if he stays healthy.
I don't really know if I want it, though. I still I don't want to let go of wanting this team to be more in attack mode. And, you know, all the running game stuff and, you know, dump offs to James Cook. I'm not yet to a point where I think it is like a recipe for success. But the league is different so far this year and was last year. And the Bills clearly, by everything they've done and I guess said, do want to be, you know, different in this way.
Yeah. Well, I think there's evidence from last year, once Brady even took over, the sort of roll-in touchdown that Cook got in Kansas City was, that was not just a dump off. That was a, yep, we're clearing people out for you. The Philly play where he dropped it, same thing. So what the caller, I think, is saying is more of that, right? Less dump offs, less, he did mention screen passes, but, you know, out in the, you know, out in the formation and, you know, split out, whether in the slot or whatever, and see if you can clear some space for him.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Armando Salguero, coming up in about 16 minutes. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.